Hello, my name is Barry Maloney from County Cork on the south coast of Ireland, and I'm going to share with you my favourite Irish saying. In the Irish language, the saying goes, An te harvas scale cugat, tarfig she da scale uat, which means, he who comes with a story will bring two away from you. And I love that saying because it makes me think about the way the Irish love to talk, share stories, gossip, basically. And an example of that is, a month or so ago, I was in my hometown, Kinsale, walking through the little farmer's market, and I overheard two ladies kind of whispering, half whispering. One whispered to the other, she said, tell me more about that story. And of course, I listened in. The second lady replied, she said, I can't tell you any more about that story. Sure, I've already told you more than I heard myself. So there you go. That's my favourite Irish saying.
It's fun when we think about Ireland to explore some places that everybody doesn't know about. And there's a place called County Louth. It's the wee county, the smallest county in Ireland, that really has a lot of charm but almost no tourists. It's just a little north of Dublin, overlooked by American travelers, and American-born Celtic singer Cathy Ryan decided to make County Louth her home in Ireland, and she joins us now to talk about this tiny little wee county. Cathy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here talking about Louth.
Why?
I love it. I was leading a tour there some years ago, and I decided that I was going to rent a self-catering cottage where I could have my own place to cook and all that happy stuff. And I fell in with the locals, and I went back then regularly. And when my son was launched, I decided I could live wherever I want, and that's where I moved. It is a beautiful place. It is highly touristed by people from Ireland and from the UK.
Okay.
North America just hasn't discovered it yet.
That's interesting. I wonder why it's taken us a little time.
I think it's because it was a border county.
Now, that would be it, because in the old days, that was a dead end. You would not go against that border of the north.
Absolutely, because you'd have to cross over then.
And there's a lot of transportation on that corridor between Belfast and Dublin.
Yeah, and it's beautifully situated in that it's an hour exactly from to Carlingford, which is a beautiful, beautiful town in the Cooley Peninsula.
An hour from where?
Dublin Airport.
Okay.
And about an hour and 15 minutes from Belfast Airport.
So you could conceivably fly into Dublin and go directly to Carlingford, the main hub of County Louth. Describe that town, because that I understand that is sort of the top town to stop in.
Yeah, it's the heart of the Cooley Peninsula. Once you leave Dundalk in County Louth and you're going along the shore, the coast road, you're heading into the heart of the Cooley Peninsula. And Carlingford is a town that has cobblestone pedestrianized streets. It has wonderful restaurants, many of them part of the Good Food Circle in Ireland. Lots of locally sourced products, really high cuisine. Then you've also got your pub grub, some wonderful old Irish pubs. PJ O'Hare's would be one of them, with beer gardens that you can sit out with on a lovely sunny day. Lots of music in the pubs at night. Good nightlife in Carlingford.
Meaning live music in the pubs?
Yeah, live music in the pubs, lots of buzz.
And then you mentioned the Good Food Circle. Is that sort of the foodie bars now, gastropubs or what?
Not so much gastropubs, but restaurants who agree to use locally sourced ingredients and cook them to a very, very high standard. So you have your pick and choice of restaurants. And with all of that wonderful sophistication, you've got mountain walks, a beautiful coastal walk that was just finished that you walk along the shore of Cooley, and you're looking across the Carlingford Loch at the Mountains of Mourne as they sweep down to the sea.
It sounds like it's busting out for song. When you look bless us with a little bit of that beautiful song, because when you go to a pub, you're going to hear this.
You're going to hear it. Oh, Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with people there working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes or barley or wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold on the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the sweet Mourne Mountains sweep down to the sea.
Oh, you know, there are so many goosebumpy vistas in Ireland, and you look at the Mourne Mountains and you see them sweeping down to the sea, and you can understand how that inspired people to song a long time ago before there was Bonnie TV.
Exactly. And when you are in the villages of Green Ore or Carlingford or Meath, and you're standing looking over to the mountains of Mourne, to Northern Ireland, you have the Cooley Mountains behind you, the loch in between you, and you just feel like you're being held.
Oh.
It's a beautiful place.
It's a challenge for a traveler to pause long enough to appreciate that magic, because you could be oblivious to it if you've just got a checklist of things to see.
Exactly. And one of the things I recommend to anyone who asks me what they should do when they go to Ireland is leave some room for spontaneity.
Yeah.
Leave some room for that bit of magic that happens where you say, hey, why don't we try this place? The man in the pub last night said it was brilliant. Or you go to Carlingford for the night, but you're supposed to leave the next day to go up to the Giant's Causeway, and you meet these great people and you say, you know what? Yeah. Let's just stay.
I always found that in Ireland more than anywhere else. There's only one place in my life I've ever stood on the road and hitchhiked in whichever direction the traffic was coming.
And you can do that in Ireland.
I would just get in the car. They'd say, where are you going? I'd say, Ireland.
Tell me a good place to go.
And then you'd enjoy that beautiful gift of gab. That's not a tourist trap. That is the...
It's real.
That's the essence of Ireland. It's people. It's conviviality. It's that good crack.
That's the most important thing I find since I lived there. I lived in New York for years, raised my son there. And I remember before I moved trying to see 10 friends for a dinner party in my apartment. It took 3 months emailing back and forth to make it happen. The date that everybody could do. In Ireland, if I have 10 friends, I email them within a week, 2 weeks tops. They're all at my table.
There you go.
Community is the most important thing.
You know, a lot of it is the language barrier, I suppose. But when I travel, I think of different countries, I make more friends per day. And in Ireland, it's got to be one of the top places for just connecting with people who you will always remember as a friend. And you can do that in part because of the wonderful warmth and the friendliness of the Irish people. And of course, because in Ireland, you get the sensation of understanding a foreign language and you're speaking English. I just love that.
Exactly. What did Oscar Wilde say? I can't remember the quote. I wish I could, but I can't.
It's about that. Just there's a way to connect with the people and the love of conversation and conviviality that is so quintessentially Irish. Kathy Ryan sharing the highlights of her home in Ireland's wee County Louth and its scenic Cooley Peninsula right now on Travel with Rick Steves. For many years, Kathy was a member of a Celtic music group. It's called Cherish the Ladies. Her solo work concentrates on original ballads and traditional Irish songs. There's more online at kathyryan.com, and that's spelled C-A-T-H-I-E. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. And Judy's calling from Seattle. Judy, thanks for your call.
Oh, thank you for having me join you. Kathy, I know your work through your recordings, and I was actually going to ask you myself for a song. is there another song about County Louth or any place near your home that especially reminds you of that?
Yes, and written by a man that I have great love for, Tommy Makem, who performed, as you all know, with the Clancy Brothers for many years and wrote great songs and lived in that area for a long time. It was very close to his heart. I'll sing a chorus of Farewell to Carlingford.
Now, and Carlingford is the town we were just talking about.
Yeah.
It's where you're going to stay, most likely, if you do go to County Louth.
Yes, exactly. I'll sing farewell to Carlingford and farewell to Green Ore. I'll think of you both day and night until I return once more, until I return once more. And so that's what it's all about. When you go there, that's the bad news. You're going to have to go back. It calls you back.
You know, I think traditional Irish music lends itself to a cappella in a beautiful way.
I agree. And a lot of it was written for that.
It might be because of the difficult times and there just weren't a lot of fiddles around or something.
Exactly.
I don't know. But I mean, it really seems right. When I'm in a pub, and Judy, maybe you remember this when you're in Ireland, there comes that moment when they're going to do a lament and it's going to be a cappella and it's going to be heartfelt. And we're all going to pay attention and we're all going to be touched.
Exactly. And it's going to take you out of the room.
It's a communion.
Yes.
Everybody's together.
That's beautiful. Oh. And you know, that happens in your houses in Ireland when you live there. The night usually ends with song.
And you don't have to be a brilliant singer in Ireland. Right. You just have to be able to tell your story and honor it. Because it's not about you. It's about what you're singing. And if you don't have a story to tell, you sing a song. And that's the way the night ends. Judy, I'm sorry. I cut across
you.
Oh, no,
I interrupted you. I was wondering how often you yourself go down to a local pub and sing. Either yourself or as part of a chorus.
Quite often. I'm on the bus leading tours a lot, and I'm over in America, and I don't get to do it as often as I would like, but when I'm there, I definitely go out and sing. And I also sing in the church if, you know, somebody passes or there's a christening. You know, if they know I'm home, if my gates are unlocked, they will come knock at my door and ask if I'll sing a few songs.
If your gates are unlocked,
yes, if the gates of the house are unlocked.
That is so Irish. I was going through County Down once. I came into the town, and I knew there was a guy, and his name was Eamon, and I didn't know his last name. And I just came into the town and I said, do you know a guy named Eamon? And they go, Eamon the plumber? And I go, yeah, he's a plumber. And that was it. And I just got
and
a hold
you
of
found him.
Yeah, because Eamon the plumber, there you go.
Well, Tommy Makem went looking for me once. I had just moved to Carlingford for the first time, the Carlingford area. I live in a little townland away from Carlingford on the Cooley Peninsula. And he couldn't find where I lived. So there was a telephone man up the pole. And he hollered up to him, I'm looking for Cathy Ryan. He said, is she the American singer? And that was it. He told him exactly
it.
Where to go.
Perfect. Eamon the plumber, Cathy the American
exactly.
singer. Hey, Judy, thanks for your call.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks,
okay.
Judy.
Bye now. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Cathy Ryan, the American singer, who lives in County Louth in beautiful Ireland. Janet from Sturgeon Bay in Wisconsin emailed us, and she writes, I'll be doing a solo self-drive trip to Ireland in the fall, including County Louth, focusing on small museums, historical sites, and all things textiles. Do you have any advice for choosing a small town accommodations in County Louth? What is the best advice for finding affordable accommodations that would be characteristic in a place like County Louth?
There are some fantastic Airbnbs in County Louth now, and there's one right on the main street in Carlingford, Thosel Street, the Liberty Cafe is a great Airbnb. And I would start with that first if you want good...
I think in Ireland, that's enough right there, Airbnb. I mean, you know, in the old days, you'd go knocking door to door to see who's got a room for rent and they'd hang their shingle out. But now you just go online, Airbnb,
yes.
County Louth, bam. I'm talking with Cathy Ryan. We're talking about her home county, the smallest in Ireland, County Louth. It's an hour north of Dublin. And Cathy, we've just got a little time left, and let's talk about some of the sightseeing you can do in County Louth. It's a land of epic battles and mythic legends and quaint seaside villages, walks in the mountains. What are a couple of must-do things, experiences that we should put on our list when we go to probably stay in Carlingford as we visit County Louth?
Well, I would definitely do one of the loops. There are four loop walks, and you can pick them by degrees of physicality. How vigorous do you want to get? But I would recommend going up Maeve's Gap. Maeve was the great warrior queen of Connacht. Her absolute hunger and avarice caused this great battle for the brown bull of Cooley. Her husband had the white bull. She would not let him best her. She had to have the brown bull. So off the armies of Connacht went up to face Cuchulainn, who was the hound of Holland, who stood at the gates of Ulster and wouldn't let Maeve in to get the brown bull. But you can walk up there and you can see where she encamped with all of her people. And you can feel the resonance in that site. And you're here and now in this day and age, and you're standing on a place where a mythic battle happened. And you feel that sense of being in between worlds. It's lovely. And from there, you can look down at Carlingford Lough. You can see almost all the way to Dublin. And you can see Dundalk, Drogheda, and you look behind you and you can see Armagh, the beautiful patchwork quilt of fields. If you want to venture a little further, the Ring of Gullion is absolutely beautiful. It's in Armagh, just beside County Louth, and they have a wonderful fairy wood, the Fairy Glen, where you can go and see all these little doorways into beautiful trees, little fairy bridges from tree to tree.
Is this man-made or is this natural
it's
formation?
It's man-made.
Oh, so it's sort of an
magical
amusement.
Yeah, if you have children.
It's a children's thing, the fairy forest.
The Fairy Glen.
Fairy Glen.
In Armagh, Slieve Gullion National Park. But it's a ring dike. It was formed by volcanic activity. And it's stunning. So when you're looking at that from Maeve's Gap or from Carlingford Mountain, you're called to it. But there are also other walks. If you want to do a lovely gentle walk, there's a walk along the coast right from outside of Carlingford Village all the way to the village of Omeath. And you're looking over at the Mountains of Mourne the whole way.
Oh, Mountains of Mourne. And you'll know the song by that time.
It's beautiful.
You were talking about the that Celtic hero.
Cuchulainn.
Cuchulainn. I was watching you as you told the story, and you closed your eyes and you smiled and you were just telling this epic Celtic ancient battle. And it was like you were some passionate Christian reading the Bible, but you were an Irish person delving deep into your national soul.
And I love those stories.
It is so beautiful. And well, it's something that is, it's a treasure that a lot of travelers just, that's a huge step to get there. And to know a little bit about the heritage of their going to, every mountain comes to life. Well, epic battles, fairy forts, mythic scenes, and mysterious glens. It's amazing.
It's all there.
It's all there.
It's all there. You're standing on the bones of the ancestors when you walk these paths through the woods, through the mountains, on the coast. And yet you're surrounded by modernity, modern culture. It's very much a here and now place to visit. And I love that dichotomy of being neither here nor there. You're in a transitional space.
Because a lot of people are thinking about budget travel tips. And basically, you're going to get what you pay for if you do it smartly. And what really enhances the value is your ability to take that step into the meaningful, mythic, creative, inspirational culture, the past, the heritage, the people. And that's our challenge as travelers. And when we have good guides like you, it helps. When we plan in advance and do our reading and know the context, that helps. And when we travel and we take that step to connect with the culture instead of seeing it on stage, that really is the best budget tip I can offer. And Kathy, you've helped me that way, and I think you've helped a lot of our listeners. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you in County Louth.
I hope you do too, and everyone out there listening, you're very welcome.
Will you sing to me that song, When I Come to Louth, about the Mountains of Mourne into the sea?
I will,
okay.
And it will sing to you.
It will sing
to me.
The
land will sing to you.
That's a beautiful thing. Kathy, thanks again. You don't have to live by the ocean to be affected by the tides. Sailor and marine conservationist Jonathan White explores the spirit of the ocean for us in just a bit. But first, here's some verbal snapshots of Ireland sent to us by our Travel with Rick Steves listeners in the form of an original haiku poem.
Carrie Dexter from Tallahassee, Florida, sends us this haiku about the Cooley Peninsula in Ireland's County Louth. It's home to ancient sites, the setting for a mythological saga about a first century cattle raid called the Tain, and birthplace to St. Brigid. Cooley morning, mist, music, mystery, rise from heartland of legends. Laura Harden from Escondido, California, found Ireland's Hill of Tara a magical place when she first visited in 2008. She wrote this haiku to recall the music the setting inspires. Standing where the High King sat, I look across the valley. Skylark sings. Anne G. Robin Smith of Everett, Washington, writes this about the Irish weather. It's odd that there's sun. The traditional moist days were not to be had.